Yeah, I mean, look, I thought, I liked how he figured things out, you know, after going on a tough run there of 9 games. The third set could have gone either way. He had chances early, then later, then again after. So it was nice to see hang in there. I thought the first set also was tough, even though that was it ended up, I think, double break, maybe, or 6-3. But I can see why he's going to be good in the future. And he's got a great attitude. He's very calm, very quiet, maybe very Norwegian, I'm not sure. But, it's nice to see that he's very focused. He's got good energy, you know, even though he is maybe more on the calm side, also very fair. And it's no grunting and all that stuff. It's just nice to play against a guy like that, to be quite honest. And, he's going to be doing all the right things, thanks to his father and his team, I'm sure, and his work ethic is there. You can see it already. He's very strong, and so I enjoyed the match. I thought it was tough, you know, even though I had a good run there for a while, and that always is very important for me to know as well, that I can run through a set and a half and just take care of business, and it gives me confidence for the next match, that's for sure.
Congrats on your victory, Roger. Can you tell us what you think the future holds for Kasper, and do you have any advices for him?
Well, I mean, I think for the time being, probably his strongest surface will be clay, because he can return from back. You know, he's got time to set up the shots with his forehand and really use the topspin and the variety and the sliding on clay that he's searching. I think for him, the key is going to be how can he play, return in, play in, you know, play fast points, like what Rafa does. You know, people don't talk about it enough, but he's so good on the 1-2 punch, and that's what Kasper just needs to work on. And then as he's going to get stronger, his defense is going to get better, and he's going to become more and more experienced in knowing how to play in the most important situations. But I like a lot in his game. Today I saw the clay quarter, but I'm sure he's also got the hard court game in him, and I think he's going to be obviously easy top 50, top 20 hopefully soon, and from then on, you know, anything's possible at some stage, you know, once you get in the top 20.
Roger, a little bit of a different question, but if you had to boil things down to the very basics and just say one, maybe two things, what you really like about your forehand, your backhand, your serve and return, just in a phrase or a concept about those four strokes. Can you do that?
About my shots?
Your shots, yes.
I don't know. My forehand is there for me when I need it, you know. Serve, I think, for me is about variation and power. My backhand is there to defend me from tough positions, you know, and add... slice and variation to the game. Anything else? Volleys? Whatever. There to close. Fairly simple.
Return.
It's there not to miss it. Trying to be offensive when I can. Yeah.
Hi, Roger. After playing today in the Susan Lenglen and your first two matches on the Philippe Chatrier, what would you say that the main differences are between playing in these two courts in terms of conditions and feelings? Because from outside, the game seems a bit faster in the Susan Lenglen. I don't know if you felt the same.
Well, I think maybe today looks faster because also the conditions or the weather is hotter. So when it's hotter like this, I feel there's more bounce, there is more... the ball travels through the air faster, and I had a good time serving well also for a long period of time. I think in the third set, maybe my first serve percentage dropped down a little bit, but the biggest difference for me is that there's less space, you know, behind the baseline and on the sides. The crowd's closer to you. Naturally, it has a different feel, different ambiance, and then I feel also Susan Lenglen has always been a more slippery court than Chatrier. I guess the way the base is done, it seems harder at the bottom, and for that reason, it's harder to find grip, you know. And on center, it's more, it's just different, you know. It's a bit more softer.
Hello. Are you nervous when you go out there, or is this just another game in your career? And what is your advice to a young boy, age 20?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit nervous sometimes, you know. Today I wasn't. I felt good about my game. It's third round also. I felt like I knew what I needed to do against Casper today. I got good information from Severin and Ivan. And when you're clear in your head, I think it's easier not to get nervous. Now I think as a 20-year-old, I mean, I think it's most important who you surround yourself with, you know, because you take a lot from the people that are with you, manners, work ethic, because technique at this point is almost done. You know, you can do some minor adjustments, but I think professionalism and all that stuff. You learn so much every day. It's super exciting, and you want to enjoy it, and don't want to see the negative things. You know, you just want to be in that dream world and on this trip you're on, and sharing the locker room with the guys. Like for Casper now, it's good fun. You know, you see how everybody prepares, how everybody does it, and you realize I'm actually not far away, and that should give you incredible motivation for everyday practice.
Roger, you said you were curious, you know, coming back to clay and Roland Garros after a few years, and how your new material and sort of the way you're playing now would translate at this stage of your career. What do you see? What are you feeling out there? You kind of see your attack in the net, you know, with some frequency and everything else. So.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy. You know, a few months ago, I didn't know what to expect. Was anything really at this point? Now I know where my level's at. I still don't know exactly where my absolute best is, you know, but I feel like it could be there, maybe not, you know. I'm happy to find out, you know, either way. So I'm happy I'm putting myself in a position like this in a fourth round of the French Open, you know, after not having played so many years here. I think for me the first goal has been reached by getting this deep into the tournament, and knowing where the game's at, knowing where the fitness is, the mind. Also now today, with playing a breaker on clay, how to go through tougher points on clay, because you have to construct them a little bit differently than you know, on the hard courts or on the grass. Anyways, so now I'm very pleased how I'm feeling and how I'm playing, and you know, still trying to stay true to, you know, playing freely and with nothing to lose, and even though I know I will be the favorite in the next game, but regardless, I'm going to try to play as free as I can.
Hi, Roger. I asked Kim Clijsters today about her earliest memory of you, and she mentioned 1998, the Orange Bowl, and especially the moment when you came into the restaurant with your blonde hair.
Okay. That was a mistake, but you see, it was memorable.
So I was just wondering whether you remember her from back then, and if not, what is your earliest memory of her?
Yeah, I probably must have been 98 somewhere. I wonder, Wimbledon maybe, or some other place. But you know, the Swiss were always very close to the people from Belgium. I had a Belgium doubles partner in Olivier Rochus, and I grew up with him and Xavier Melis throughout my entire junior times, you know, from under 12 all the way to under 18. And then Kim obviously came into the picture at some stage, and they're all very friendly, you know, so Kim was the same, always has been, and it's always a pleasure to see her. And then obviously it's more exciting when you can go from juniors to pros together and go all the way and win, you know, win Grand Slams, become world number one. It's fun. So I must have been at some point in 98, but I don't have a vivid memory that she dyed her hair red or anything. I don't remember that part.
Lawrence,
I saw her there?
Yes.
Well, you were there? I was too, but I don't remember that part. But